As you've been hearing, later this morning, funeral services will be held for Officer Peter Fogoski, who was fatally shot a week ago in what police believe was an armed robbery for drug money. The 47-year-old Fogoski spent his entire 22-year career in Brooklyn's tough 75th Precinct. And since 2002, Fogoski worked midnights so he could spend more time with his four daughters. WNYC's Bob Henley spent time with Fogoski's colleagues on the 75th overnight shift.
2,200 hours, 2 hours before midnight at the 7-5. And Inspector Jeffrey Madre, the commanding officer, hovers at the front door of the precinct to personally engage each of Officer Fogoski's colleagues, whose faces are still grief-stricken. At 11:30 p.m., Lieutenant William Leahy starts roll call.
Donaldson? Napolitano? Minotti? You're going to be in the crime car. You're going to be under the supervision tonight of Sergeant Caramazzata. You have any idea what vehicle you're taking yet? 202? All right. All right, Joe Garone is going to be guarding a prisoner at Brookdale. Okay, just remember, we have that shooting war going on between the Pink Houses and the Lincoln Houses. Special attention over there. All right, just stand by. Some of the assignments may change during the course of the night because we have sectors coming in from the outside commands to give us a hand. And as you can see behind me, community has done something very nice for us, so that's it. All right, fall out.
The 7-5 includes East New York, Cypress Hills, and Starrett City. Leahy says it's 6 square miles in all, and that working overnights in one of the city's busiest and most violent precincts is demanding.
It's physically challenging to a person's body. It's physically challenging to a person's mind, so you really have to stay sharp. And it's pretty busy here at night, especially on the weekends. When Pete started here in 1990, I believe they led the city with homicides. They had well over 100. It's a much better place to be, but it's still dangerous. You have guns, you have drugs, and you have young people. And the mixture of the three is never good.
Leahy says Fogoski's death leaves a major void.
Pete was our senior man, our senior veteran. Among the police officers, he was our anchor. He was the heart and soul of the platoon. And, we're a tight-knit bunch here.
Just before 1 a.m., Sergeant Greg Ostrowski and his partner Chris Morris head out on patrol. Ostrowski says he works overnight for much the same reason Fogoski did, the chance to spend days with his two sons.
You go to sleep, if you can sleep by 10 o'clock in the morning, you get up by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's a good day. And then the kids come home from school, and then it's homework, sports, dinner, showers, and go back to work.
Out on patrol on Fulton Avenue, Ostrowski and his partner spot a truck and a van driving recklessly.
Well, these two knuckleheads here are having a nice little road rage contest, but I guess they're going to solve it themselves now that we're here.
This guy almost made me crash.
All right, well, you almost crashed into him when you cut in front of him, too.
I almost crashed. I said, listen, follow speed limit, 30 miles per hour, 20 miles per hour, and we're good.
All right. Are you done or are you going home someplace else?
No, I just came here to stop my uncle's store.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
That's the car that was there behind us.
Ostrowski says to work overnights, you have to be self-reliant.
And when you only have four cars covering an area this big, you're out here by yourself. And it makes it on this tour even more important to pay attention to the radio and back each other up. Because on the day tours, you have dozens and dozens of other cops in other units. So when you call into the radio for help, it's seconds before another car is here. On our tour, it could be 5 minutes. It could be 10.
In a matter of minutes, Ostrowski and Morris get a call. There's a report of a man with a gun at Warwick and Atlantic. No further details. Ostrowski says in a situation like this, with a potential gunman on the move, Peter Fogoski's advice comes to mind.
Now, what Pete would do, he would tell the young guy, some people want to go straight to Warwick and Atlantic. But if the guy's moving from Warwick and Atlantic, if you have six cops at Warwick and Atlantic, that's great. But what about the rest of the area?
They go to the address, circle the neighborhood, and find nothing.
7-5 units
are back. At 5:30 a.m., it's still dark out. Just beyond the precinct door, the streets are nearly empty. The wind picks up. Across the street at a bodega, Lionel Hudson, a former fire inspector, smokes a cigarette. He says the neighborhood has gotten safer, but he still takes precautions.
Well, I try to say, it's not safe to walk at night. It's not safe. You never know.
Local resident Pedro Marrero stops by to leave a condolence note in memory of Officer Fogoski. He He fights back tears.
Not just an officer, but a good friend. See? It makes a difference. Communication is very important. And these are the things that we lack in this community today.
Around 7 a.m., the sun is up and the morning shift is on the way in.
Good morning.
Lieutenant Leahy looks relieved.
The night went very, very smoothly, very quiet. Nothing major went on at all, at least in the confines of the 7-5. And we're grateful for that. You know, just somehow I get the feeling that the community feels the death of this cop. And for some reason, they're just keeping it quiet. Keeping it quiet. Just like it was after 9-11.
Peter Fogoski's funeral mass will be held at 11 this morning on Long Island. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.